We're nearing the end of this episode, so it's time for that challenge I mentioned way back at the beginning, you remember? It's called the Cell Challenge, and here's how it came about.
But I think, like, if, and then how they were saying about being locked down in the shoe and all of us being in the hose and the shoes and all that. For the outside community right now, if they could take their time, not even for like, I would say like a good 72 hours, but I'm sure people, they're living their lives, but to go lock yourself in the bathroom for that much, because that's what our cell is, a bathroom pretty much. We have a toilet,
not
a
no
sink,
sweet
a
bathroom.
Bed.
Yeah, not we no talk sp- about what it is. Yeah. What it is, half bathroom.
And you figure, okay, your shower, you put your shower where the bathtub is, that's your bed. So, okay, and then you have the toilet and the sink. That's our cell. So if you were to go lock yourself in, even a good day, just like that, and getting fed in your cell, like for the outside community to do that, like if they would have time, like, and they would realize like how, what we would go through for years and years and hours and weeks and months, that'll really, yeah.
With the psychological.
Yeah, all those things, then they'll kind of get a better understanding of like the things we go through.
That's an interesting thing to bring up. That would be an interesting challenge. If I could get somebody on the outside, go live in your bathroom for 3 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even a day, 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours yeah. Even.
Get fit.
No phone, nothing.
No phone, no nothing, yeah.
If we could get somebody to accept that challenge and to give us their feedback and their thoughts about it, you know what I mean? And that's the typical life of what we live every day for years.
You know, I've been living it.
Paul, we challenge you, Paul.
All right. I'll accept that challenge. I'll do it. I'll live in my bathroom for what, 24 hours, right? Okay, so what's that look like? Take me through a day.
Well, Hafiz, why don't you go ahead and explain that to him, how our daily lives are in the cell?
Well, our typical day would normally start around 6 o'clock. So around 6 o'clock is our wake up, between 6 and 6:30.
I already have a problem.
What?
Oh.
So this is how it breaks down. 6 a.m., wake up. 6:45, breakfast and lunch are delivered. 12:30, afternoon yard. 2:30, yard recall. 2:45 to 3:45, I get to go to the day room. And at 4 p.m., the porters bring dinner back to the cell, and that's it for the day.
I'll come up with the whole backstory, right? Like, what am I in for?
Credit card fraud.
Yeah.
So tips,
insider trading.
Give me tips. Give me tips how I get through this, man.
Keep yourself busy.
You got to stay busy. Not too busy to where you, like, don't have no time where you have time to reflect or for yourself to where you just have a little room. Because sometimes you can be a busybody. You just have too much stuff and you ain't get nothing done. You know what I'm saying? But you would want to have at least two or three things you want to do throughout the day that's productive.
And not only that, because we're allowed to have typewriters, in this regard, you can use your computer or your laptop to type.
For the sake of this challenge, we agreed to assume I have no programs to attend and that everything on the yard is running smoothly, meaning no fights or yards down.
Oh, yeah, no contact with your spouse during this time as well.
We're almost getting it. So that'll be the challenge for you, Paul.
That's the basic challenge.
Okay, and we would like the listeners to follow along somehow. If there's a way you could record this and put this on the line, and let them know so they could experience it with you. And that's our daily life on the yard. That's not including the shoe and the ad safe.
No cell phone, no internet, 3 hours outside the cell, and the rest of the time, I don't know, bring a book or two, I guess. Maybe if I'm really nice to my wife through the door, a PG-13 movie. I'm not sure what this will be like, or if I'll even really get a glimpse into the lives of these guys, being surrounded as I'll be by the familiar, knowing I can resume my life in the morning, but I'll try it. I'll do some media too, a video or something, to chronicle the day and share it online. If you choose to undertake the Cell Challenge, we'd love to hear from you about that experience.
This is just a basic life of us, of the 180 design, Pelican Bay design lifestyle.